USA Patriots. They come into tonight's contest at 4-0 overall. They have three double-digit wins to their credit, one close call against Sandusky, 46-42. They have not played a league play game yet. They are currently tied for first place at 0-0. USA is coached by Mark Gainforth, one of the best coaches out there, and you can't forget about his trusty assistant coach, Steve Bone. Going by the numbers, it's quite lopsided in favor of the Patriots. On average, they score 58 and three quarters of a point per game, and they give up 22 less on defense, sitting at 36.75. On the road, USA, both numbers go down a bit in favor of USA's opponents. They score 4 points less on offense at 54.5, and they allow 8 more points on defense at 44.5. So the differential for USA on the road goes from plus 22 all the way down to plus 10. No matter the category, though, USA has a statistical advantage in every aspect. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside the Patriot huddle.
Well, this is the first meeting of the young season, and Coach Mark Gainforth, USA Patriots, they have just one returning starter, but they have successfully reloaded by us on our observations last Monday. Now, they have diverted from a familiar inside-outside threat. Beyond the perimeter, the Patriots boast, I think, one of the area's best three-point shooting teams. I have them roughly around 50%. And they're led by a junior guard, Aaron Sines, who have been on the varsity now. This is his third year. Now, with the loss of 6'6" aircraft carrier center Brennan Ballard due to graduation, the Patriots now have developed a formidable duo of sophomore Michael Kemp and a freshman Isaiah Williamson, who are going to be going inside and doing the dirty work, so to speak. Out of their 11 members of the team, 10 are underclassmen. But believe me, I expect them tonight to play four quarters of full court pressure.
Their last opponent was Sanford Meridian Early College, a team that is coached by Steve Bone's brother. And the brotherly love was on display last Monday, as Steve put it to him, taking out Meridian 67-27. That was just on Monday and only USA's fourth game of the season. And, Paul, we've talked about this. There was an alleged fourth game that no one knew about, and it turns out it was Caro. They're supposed to play in early February. USA had three games that week, and they said, hey, let's change it so we get another game in December. And they took care of Caro without no one realizing it.
Yeah, it would have been nice for somebody to actually tell somebody in the media about that. But
it changed, like, on us. We were talking with the athletic director of USA, and it was, from what I understand, it was just like that. Hey, let's switch it. No, it happened, you know, before anyone could even react to it.
I've noticed that with the schedule quite a bit with every school. It seems like even though we haven't lost a lot to cancellations of snow, the schedules still seem to be in flux. But you know what, John? I just want to talk to what John said about USA. You don't see too many teams that shoot the three more efficiently. You see teams that might chuck it up as much, but USA is very efficient at what they do, at least from what the numbers say. And when you use a three-pointer as a weapon like USA can do, well, that is a tough matchup, and then that is inevitably going to open things up for those big guys down low.
From what I've seen, their two-point shot is exactly how many times they take that is how many times they take the three-point shot. It's dead even.
Well, the Patriots tail, they've had two on the road and two at home. USA played three games in 1 week back in December, Ubley, Caro, and Sandusky. They took out Ubley by 28, Caro by 16, but at Sandusky by only 4 points, 46-42. Following that close call with Sandusky, the Patriots took a 24-day vacation from the hardwood, but rust was not an issue on Monday, a 40-point victory led by Aaron Sines with 38 points. It's still early, but Sines could be on the short list for the Thumb Sportswear's Player of the Year.
If I had a draft pick and I was building a team in the Thumb for an All-Star game, I do believe Aaron Sines would be my first pick.
I have to say, Clark, as somebody who's basically invented the Thumb Sports Artists Association and been to every one of these meetings, this is going to be probably our most contested boys basketball player of the year. I think we have no shortage of maybe 5 or 6 legitimate candidates this year. The first team is going to be amazing to select. I think there's going to be a lot of youth. It's a youth movement this year. A lot of great juniors and even sophomores.
You know
this
what
year.
You come down to? Foul shots.
Well, USA is currently on a 4-game win streak. You have to go back to last year. Regional semifinals against Flint Beecher for their last loss. One more on the road after tonight against Vassar, then two home games against Reese and Saginaw MLS. It's time for a quick break. When we return, we'll take a look at the Lakers of Elkton, Pidge, and Bayport on Sports Radio 102.1, the WLEW Sports Network.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
This is Patty Reinhart from Thumb National Bank and Trust. At Thumb National, we support our local community school athletics. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National Bank be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 100 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed. Stop into any one of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that Thumb National can make for you. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pidgeon, Caseville, Cass City, two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Experiencing a major property loss and filing an insurance claim can be tricky. Hi, this is Aaron Millay of the Autherson Insurance Agency in Unionville. In my 9+ years as a catastrophe adjuster, I've spent an incredible amount of time helping customers get through the claims process and back on their feet, many times with people who have lost everything they owned and sometimes even loved ones. And the chaos caused by these events can stop a claim dead in its tracks. I've worked claims as an adjuster and know the job inside and out and can get your issues resolved as quickly and as stress-free as possible. Getting claims resolved is absolutely my thing, which I feel is a huge part of who you want as your agent. I'm committed to excellence and take a great deal of pride in what I do. Customer service is my number one priority. Give me, Aaron Millay, a call at 989-674-2547 for all your insurance needs at the Autherson Insurance Agency in Unionville, serving the community for over 50 years.
WLEW Sports is proud to present tonight's game of USA at Lakers on the Greater Thumb Conference West Division on Sports Radio 102.1. Well, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, they're at 3-5 overall after starting out the season at 3-2 through December. They're 0-1 in league play. They lost to Vassar a week ago, 19-60. Lakers is coached by Jeremy Majeski, his fifth season at it. This season, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers score on average 37.75 of a point on the hardwood, while they allow their opponents to tally 49.1 points a game. So according to the numbers, the Lakers are in a 11.4 point deficit overall. At home, Lakers is 1-2, and believe it or not, their averages are worse than on the road. The Lakers score only 34.6 points at home, and they give up 51. So by the numbers, Lakers trail by 15.3. For those keeping score at home, while the Lakers are on the road, like unlike tonight, the deficit only falls from 15.3 to 7. To 8, or excuse me, from 7 points to 8.4, scoring 39.6 and giving up 48. But tonight, it is in the heart of Laker country. Now, John Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Lakers?
Well, as far as rosters are concerned, for Coach Jeremy Majeski's Lakers, I'm just going to talk about the whole team. I'm going to say one word that really is going to encapsulate the whole thing: transition. They're in transition. And I got a feeling they're going to settle into their pattern, but when they do finally get a pattern, they're going to have to go through transition again. I think the pieces are going to gel eventually. It's just going to take time. When I think of Lakers, let's face it, I always think of Paul Zwemer, you know, but he's no longer here. And this is a guard-oriented Laker team. Now, they are going to make things interesting with people like Brennan Wisner or Seth Bowles. But I think the man that is going to stir the drink tonight for